Glenda Austin is surely one of the most prolific composers of our time of music for piano students. She has over 400 published pieces, in fact. And at least a few of those pieces always seem to show up on every festival and contest repertory list. Her pieces are consistently melodic, enjoyable, and useful from a pedagogical perspective. They range in style from the playful to the expressive to sometimes the jazzy. Jazzy as in her celebrated collection of jazz suites. And today on the podcast, it's one of these that I'll be playing for you. But first, I'd like to welcome you to the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. My name is Luke Bartolomeo. I'm a pianist, a teacher, and developer of mobile apps, including Flashnote Derby, mobile apps that foster music education in young students. Each week, I play for you selections from the contemporary piano pedagogy repertoire. Although it's Glenda Austin's second jazz suite, which is probably the most widely known and performed, I've chosen today to play the first. It opens with a sprightly, not at all too serious first movement that flies by in just over a minute. As a whole, I'd put this three-movement piece in the category of intermediate to late intermediate. The quick shifts of hand position to different registers on the keyboard in that first movement make it probably the most challenging of the three. This next movement is much more lyrical in nature. And in contrast with that last movement, which had some larger four-note seventh chords that might be out of reach for some younger students, the right hand here plays just single notes in the melody throughout, and the left hand has nothing larger than the interval of a fifth, so this movement is well handled by younger students who might have smaller hands. The final movement of this first jazz suite by Glenda Austin is labeled Finale, Allegro con Brio, and in parentheses she writes, "Hang on!" That's good advice, as this movement is fast and energetic, and it needs to be played in a controlled manner, though, so the audience can relax and enjoy without being concerned that the train is about to come off the tracks, so to speak. There's also a couple of opportunities for students to demonstrate their mastery of those chromatic scales that we're always making them practice. three movements, each with such a different character. And because each movement has its own challenges and they're kind of a varying difficulty levels, I think this would be a great candidate for tag teaming on a recital. Assign each movement to a student that you think is well suited to performing it, and give your audience a chance to hear the work in its entirety, performed by three different pianists. If this work is new to you, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. We are certainly fortunate to have composers like Glenda Austin, who are so dedicated to providing young pianists with music that is both appealing and beneficial to their development. If you'd like to know more about our featured composer today, I have a link to her website in the episode description. She also has a very active Facebook presence. In fact, I think just about every Sunday morning she hosts a short live stream from her home where she performs some sacred selections. If you have trouble finding any of these links in the description, head over to our website at pianopedagogyplaylist.com and search for episode 4. And just like that, it's time to close the lid on this week's episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. I hope that today's piece put a little pep in your step that'll carry you through the week. Until we meet up again next Monday, when I'll play for you more of my best love pieces for developing pianists by living composers. Keep nurturing the music, and have a great week.